Jerry Bader Show, 1048. You know, this is, and I wouldn't even bother because I know none would. This is one of those times where I really would love to have liberals call the show. I did it. What was that issue? Oh, it was the Bergdahl exchange. I actually got liberals to call on that topic. And when I did, what it turns out was most of them actually agreed with me on it that did call and did not defend the president, which I found kind of interesting. But this is one of those times where you really wish they would call. You really do. And I mean, really, can you really live with yourself pretending? Can you really say, yeah, you know, this really wasn't his fault? Well, let me chronicle something for you. This actually is going to make 10. Because this is, and I want you to think now, what the mainstream media would have done by now had a Republican been guilty of this level of incompetence. Fox News did this actually last month at their website. The 9 blind sides we did not know. Number one, Islamist militants gaining in Iraq when ISIS or whatever they call themselves now. That didn't just happen overnight. Yet the administration acts as though they were caught by surprise by this. Russia's intervention in Ukraine, which I think is the most unconscionable because they should have seen that one coming. Again, this pot rattles and rattles and rattles until it boils over. Then they're like, what the hell is that? And they do it again and again and again. NSA spying on foreign leaders. Oh, we didn't know that. VA waiting list scandal. All of these things they claim they hear about from the news media. IRS targeting scandal. Healthcare.gov failing. DOJ obtaining AP report, AP phone records. Fast and Furious. And the Air Force One flyover in Manhattan. And what's his answer every time? It was something we found out about all along with all of you, and it won't happen again. That's always the answer. Cluelessness is his answer to everything. In this case, it's clear that a portion of this problem is by his own hand. And yet, because you have a mainstream media that kind of is sort of getting annoyed with him, and they're kind of sort of start, well, you know, maybe this stuff sort of is a problem. But that's about as far as it goes. If just any of these, any one thing, you have comparisons for almost everything. Or for many of them, IRS scandal versus Watergate. Imagine if somewhere in America there were two reporters who were as interested as Woodward and Bernstein were in Watergate, that they actually suspected there was fire under that smoke. Doesn't happen. And by the way, you could throw Benghazi in there too. When one does, Cheryl Atkinson, she's excused from mainstream media company. That's what happens. And this has been called, not by me, but by others, but I do agree, Obama's Katrina. In fact, Bush's Katrina wasn't really Bush's Katrina, but the media painted it that way. I'm not saying the administration did everything right. But that was a local problem. That response was a lack of response in Louisiana by the former mayor who's now going to prison and the governor. Complete lack of local response for which it's pinned to George W. Bush's butt forever. Why? Why was that narrative allowed to succeed? because the media pushed it. And it stuck. The media could just as easily be pushing that this DREAM Act executive order is largely responsible for this. I've asked this before, and I guess there's really no point in asking it again, but I'm going to anyway. What the hell would he have to do? Yes, I know I've used Helen Dam a lot on the air today. What would he have to do? I don't know. What if he accidentally nuked Toronto? How would they cover his butt, Jason? My bad. I'm trying to picture it. I'm just trying to picture it. I mean, it's hard to come up with hypotheticals because many of the real ones are almost beyond credulity. So it's really difficult. I'm just trying to think, even when it was obvious that the administration was snooping under the media skirt, that wasn't enough. I don't know. We're the 4th of July weekend, a friend and I, beers around the fire, talking about this. Just, you feel so helpless. Because regardless of the aha moments, yeah, if you nuked Toronto when Justin Bieber was there, he'd get a medal. I'd be interested to see how the polls went. I don't know what he could do. And you wonder, and I try not to be one of these doomsday talk show hosts, so they're out there today. Some of them nationally prominent, but I do wonder. Speaking of, well, not doomsday, that would be extreme. Do you remember we had the topic a couple of weeks ago where UW-Madison researcher developed that flu bug that just about resembles the 1918 influenza bug that wiped out millions of people? And a good chunk of the scientific community was deeply critical of this guy. And he said, look, we have safeguards. These things aren't just left lying around, you know. This from the Washington Post. A government scientist cleaning out a storage room last week at a lab on the National Institute of Health's Bethesda campus found decades-old vials of smallpox. The second incident involving the mishandling of a highly dangerous pathogen by a federal health agency in a month. The vials, which appeared to date from the 1950s, were flown Monday by government plane to the CDC and prevention headquarters in Atlanta, officials said Tuesday. Initial testing confirmed the presence of smallpox virus DNA. Further testing, which could take up to 2 weeks, will determine whether the material is live. The samples will be destroyed after the testing is completed. No evidence any of the vials have been breached or that workers in the lab, which have been used by the FDA for decades, were exposed to the infection. FDA employees did not receive an official communication about the discovery until Tuesday evening. One scientist who works in the building and spoke on the condition of anonymity, according to a media report. The FBI and the CDC's Division of Select Agents and Toxins are investigating. This is the first time the deadly virus has been discovered outside the only two facilities in the world where smallpox samples are allowed. I suppose that you can get blasé about just about anything, huh? I mean, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, I suppose you can get used, but it doesn't sound like anybody even knew it was there. So now think about that in context of the, oh, no, we're very careful with this stuff. Until we're not. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you? And another news.
Jerry Bader Show.